ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. The Prime Minister is on his way to Europe to take part in a NATO summit set to be dominated by concerns over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Anthony Albanese will arrive in Madrid late tomorrow for the summit and will also be making a visit to Paris to meet the French President Emmanuel Macron. President Biden says the West must remain united in the face of Russia's attack on Ukraine. Arriving at the summit of the G7 group of industrialized nations in Germany, Mr. Biden said President Putin had counted on the West splintering, but promised that wouldn't happen. The three-day meeting is expected to promise fresh military support for Kiev and to impose more sanctions on Moscow. A Russian missile attack on Ukraine's capital Kiev has hit a residential block of flats, killing at least one person and injuring four others, a seven-year-old girl among them. At least 22 young people have been found dead inside a nightclub in the South African city of East London. The cause of the deaths is not known. Local media have spoken of possible poisoning from a gas leak. Health authorities say the bodies have been taken to mortuaries where autopsies will be carried out. A biosecurity zone put in place in Newcastle last week after the detection of a deadly bee parasite is set to be extended to the whole of New South Wales. The varroa mite cripples bees, significantly reducing their ability to pollinate plants. A 50-kilometre emergency biosecurity zone that was put in place in Newcastle on Friday will soon be extended statewide in order to stop the mite from spreading. The New South Wales government estimates the varroa mite outbreak could cost the honey industry $70 million a year. ABC News.